Sweet Cecilia. Hi, this is Pete.
And Jay.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5
FM. Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace. Silently. And I know someone's used these words.
Got me down. All I needed left today. Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
If I know one thing at all, I cannot just be a peach. Oh, you coming, I'll walk now. So please enjoy the feast. We are weightless like a weightless beast. So what is it we don't teach? When we were children, we were helping. Or oblivious at least. But now it comes to mind, we are terrified. So we're running out for a verified little breeze. So what of this relief? Some life feels good, now don't it? I don't have a leaving plan. Something's gotta ease your mind. Well, it's all fine, well, it's all crime anyway. There were six of us sitting creekside, sifting fistfuls through the green. Every which way could be seen. Was a sending town, not a pen of mine, more an anodyne. Was a friend of mine, you'd have known, you'd have known. I could profit, I could rabbi. However, everywhere isn't everywhere. This is not a veil or a fairy tale in the least. So what if some life feels good now, don't it? Don't have to have a leaving plan. Nothing's gotta ease your mind. Well, it's all fine and we're all fine anyway.
reminding me all these things. I'm learning how to smile. You keep sending me all these things. I think I'll stay a while. Try to talk to you in my dream. You looked at me and smiled. Your smile said to me, to wait a while. I have to wait a while.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, spill the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours. Oh, you gotta do it, spill that wine, spill that wine.
We used to write letters to each other a lot. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Sometimes I can't play the part you want me to. What can I do? I'm only human after all. I've made mistakes, not unlike you. There'll come a time when things will have to change.
was swimming against the tide. In an ocean of the edges, I said all of my emotions, they're just jumping off these pages. I was a stranger to myself. Please don't be a stranger, I will always be your friend. You know I lost my will to live, but I found a way to survive. Gonna open up the song. Friends.
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
in flight, fireflies at night, moonlight on a lake, surprise.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I take